This weather update is brought to you by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters.
This is Channel 2's Pinpoint Weather Meteorologist, Jessica LaBelle. Temperatures tonight will cool to about 58 degrees. We'll see a high of 89 on Wednesday, a smoky start, but a rainy finish to the day. Scattered showers and storms push in for the afternoon and evening. They will continue overnight and throughout the day on Thursday. High temperatures will cool to 85 degrees Thursday afternoon, and we have more rain chances ahead for the holiday weekend.
No matter where it is that you want to live in northern Colorado, Sears Real Estate can make it happen. They've been helping residential buyers, investors, first-time homebuyers, seniors, and everyone else get into their home for nearly 50 years. We at Sears Real Estate love supporting and volunteering in this community and showing off what northern Colorado is. Hiring only full-time agents who are committed, loyal, and highly trained, Sears Real Estate is simply the best in northern Colorado real estate.
PDC Energy is not only committed to the protection of the environment, they're committed to their community. And what's more community than your UNC Bears? PDC is a proud sponsor of UNC Athletics. It's been an interesting couple of years, but thanks to great leadership at the University of Northern Colorado, Bears fans can still enjoy Bears coverage, and PDC is proud to be a part of it. PDC Energy, where community matters. Go Bears!
No matter the sport, the position, or the level, when you compete to win. Give yourself the competitive advantage with SOAR. SOAR stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance. Their balanced approach will never fail to build a well-rounded athlete. Rise above the competition and improve speed, agility, strength, power, conditioning, endurance, flexibility, balance, coordination, and reaction. Find them on Facebook at SOAR Athlete.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Well and Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Well and Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Well and Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Well and Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Well and Pump is a proud sponsor of Prep Radio.
Football isn't just for some. Football is for all, and that's why the Gridiron Football League offers all styles of non-contact football. They host league play, academies, and national tournaments every month. Give your young one a head start in football with Gridiron Football. Their local operators entrench themselves in the community you live in to give the best football experience possible. With Academy starting soon and league play underway, visit gridironfb.com to find programs near you.
This is the Mark Larson State Farm Insurance Coaches Show. Live at the Goat Sports Bar on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Jerry Schemmel.
Hey folks, welcome to the Goats, a sports bar here in Greeley, where tonight we have our inaugural coaches show. Ed McCaffrey, the head coach of the UNC Bears, of course, will be along a little bit later on, but we are broadcasting live from now until 7 o'clock tonight. So if you're looking for some place to come out, have dinner at a great sports bar, the Goat is out here on the west side of Greeley, the Goat, 47th Center Place area, right across from Lowe's, 47th Avenue, and Highway 34. Basically go a little bit north on 47th. You'll find the Goat, brand new sports bar here. This place is awesome. It is really a cool, cool place. And we invite you to come out here. We'll be doing this every week, every Tuesday from 6 to 7. The Coaches Show involves coaches, of course, but at times it involves players as well. And as we know, the Bears get it started this Friday with a game against CU in Boulder. We have one of those Bears with us right now. He is a linebacker. Xander Gagnon is my guest today before coach gets here. He is from Charlotte, North Carolina. He's a graduate. And he's a transfer from Duke University.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so how's the transfer from Duke to Greeley, Colorado? How's that been for you?
Actually, it's been pretty cool because I've never even stepped foot in the state of Colorado
really?
Before coming out here. So I actually played with Max McCaffrey, Ed's oldest.
Ah.
So I finally got a feel for it out here. So it was a great opportunity to be able to come out and play football.
Seen the mountains at all before yet?
I've been able to go out there a few times. They are pretty cool. I mean, the 14ers, you can't get enough of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have to be – Xander just chomping at the bit to get out and play? It's been a long time.
We really are. I mean, it's been, I mean, since last, I guess, last August, we had our first season canceled. And then they moved it to the spring, so we had all fall, I guess, practice against each other, all spring to practice against each other, and then we had the sixth game canceled, I guess, last spring. So we've really been chomping at the bit to just try to hit somebody else and get after it.
Man, did you get tired of that? I mean, same old guys in practice every day?
I mean, yeah, there's just enough fights that we're kind of tired of hitting each other, so we're ready to hit on somebody else for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
What went into, I'm guessing Max had something to do with it, your idea to transfer out to UNC?
The recruiting process was kind of just tough, just with COVID and everything, so I had no idea where I was going to actually enter and actually head towards. But with Max and, like, the opportunity that they presented with Coach Ed, it was a kind of a cool, unique situation, bringing so many different guys from so many different backgrounds and kind of putting us together to see how we can do it. And I love it so far.
Do you really?
I cannot wait for Friday.
How's Greeley, Colorado?
It's
you
awesome.
Like it, Greeley?
It's hard to smell a little bit, but it's awesome.
In 2019, I was looking at some of your numbers. I got to ask you about a couple of plays you made. You blocked a kick.
Yes, I did.
Talk about block. Everybody wants to block a kick. Talk about that.
The funny part was, actually, it wasn't even designed. I actually just knew that if the guy overstepped, even just a half a step, I had him on underneath.
No, really?
So, yeah.
Oh,
so
you had it figured out.
I actually got to do it on my own without everyone even drawing it up. So.
Who was that against?
Georgia Tech, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah, late September.
Nice.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
So you blocked it, and then what happened? Did you run it down?
I was not close enough to get the scoop and score, but number two, Javon Jackson, had it for the score. So.
All right, very nice. Yeah. And you returned a punt.
I did.
11 yards. A linebacker returning a punt. How about that? Talk about that
play.
It
was a tip, and I actually just fell on it, but it wasn't anything special. But I was just the right place at the right time.
You returned 11 yards.
Yeah.
You led the country in punt return
yardage.
Yeah,
for a linebacker. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, let me ask you about this team. Lots of transfers, Xander. So a lot of guys that we have never seen play. You feel good about the way you guys have kind of meshed together?
And that's kind of our strong suit. Not a lot of people have seen us play, so they don't know how we're gelling together, how we're going to open up on Friday. And with so many different people and different just, I guess, have different personalities, I would say, that they had to blend together. We really are blending together. It's pretty cool to see from the coaches down that we just are learning to have each other's backs play in and play out. So, yeah, it was a huge challenge that I know Coach Ed and his staff had, like, coming in, even with us. But with seeing 30 new faces every other week, you felt like that it's pretty cool to see, like, us come together.
Scrimmages the last 2 weeks, the Saturday one was really short.
Yeah.
But the one before that, you guys scrimmaged pretty good. Feel good about how that went?
Definitely. I mean, once you pull it together, when the bullets start flying, it's definitely good to have just some live contact. But going in after the last scrimmage, we definitely eased off to at least have some of the veteran guys at least feel good to go into week one.
How about when you met Ed McCaffrey for the first time? Were you gawking at all? Were you like, oh, man, this guy's Super Bowl champ?
The funny thing is, I was friends with Max from a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I knew the family. But I was talking to him on the phone being in Charlotte. I mean, I was speechless just hearing him talk about stuff. Me and my dad are giggling in the background. So it was definitely a surreal moment. And then getting out here and meeting him, he's such a nice guy. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I would have been. I'll come to Greeley, but I need an autograph from Christian. Can I get that?
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. So Christian's a hometown guy for me. Yeah, so he's the face of Charlotte, really. So, I mean, so before he came in, we had Luke Kuechly, who my older brother actually played high school football with. So it was good to see to have the good connections in Charlotte, for sure.
How's the football scene in Charlotte, high school-wise first?
I want to say championship my senior year in basketball and football, actually.
I
started varsity on both. It's kind of a unique because we're the only private school in a public school league. So they had just had a rule this past year that they weren't going to let us play. But they finally overruled it, and then we've won, four state championships in a row now. So, we're on a roll.
Wow. I have a brother, Xander, who lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I always say, you know, that's basketball country. He's like, it might be, but there's some pretty good football, too.
Yeah, we have the Research Triangle, and, it's Tobacco Road that everyone knows it for, but there's some hell of football in there, too.
All right, Duke basketball games, you go to those?
I caught a few, actually. My freshman year, I snuck into the Duke-UNC game, so I got to catch that. So I got to have a one-in-a-lifetime experience there.
How does one sneak into that place?
You got to have the right wristbands to get in with the grad students, I guess.
I love it. College student deluxe right here. All right, with this offense, you're playing linebacker. Let's talk about your offense first. You've been scrimmaging against these guys for man, a year and a half now. What's that offense in your mind look like?
It changed very drastically from the fall to the spring because that's when we added Dylan. And adding Dylan, just everything is just running so much smoother than it was before. Yeah. It just having, honestly, the McCaffrey guys over there, I mean, they just feed off each other. It's pretty cool to watch.
Wow. How about your defense?
Defense, we look very good. We're running a pretty good defense that I think that's going to be solid on Friday, and I think – we fly around and make some plays. I think we can be pretty good.
I think people are interested to, because there's so many of you and your teammates that no one has seen before. What kind of team is this? Is it a finesse team? Is it a physical team? How you guys want to play?
We're really fast, and we kind of know that. I think in some areas where we lack size, we do make up for it in speed. So I know we're just fast all across the ball, even at least at the linebacker position, that's what I play. So in a 3-4 defense, I play more off the edge than I ever have, actually. So I'm getting around the edge pretty quick, and it's pretty fun.
You got me excited. I can't wait
until
Friday night. I'll be more excited than you. With Ed McCaffrey coming in, what did you expect from him? Well, let me ask you this. Let me rephrase the question. From what you knew of him and Max and the family at all, what surprised you by playing for Ed, or practicing anyway, for Ed so far?
It's been pretty cool just to watch, him transition from the high school to the college. Because I know the whole, at least both sides of the ball have been in high school last year. Mm-hmm. And they are learning, just like we all are, how to run a very solid defense and offense. So it's been pretty cool just be a part of his change, too. Because this is his first time running in, just a whole college-level offense. And I think he's excelling in every level. Mm-hmm.
We were at your scrimmage, that short one on Saturday, and we had a chance to talk to Ed McCaffrey afterward, and he said something along the lines of, hey, we'll play anybody anywhere. We don't care if it's CU or Alabama. We'll play anybody.
And
you feel that way too?
I truly do, because this first game of CU has been circled for so long, and that's definitely competition-wise, it definitely is the highest level at game one. So we've had it circled for so long that we've been chomping at the bit just because that's our first time to show everyone what we are, and it's by far our biggest challenge. Mm.
How about defensively against the Buffaloes? Game plan, basics.
So I know they have the Pac-12 Player of the Year over there, and I know he's pretty fast, but that's why I think we'll match up pretty well just with our speed. Speed on the edges and our kind of interior just – holding down the fort, and I think it'll be a good – we got a good scheme drawn up.
Is there any concern about being overhyped since you haven't played in a year and a half?
Maybe. I know there's going to be some jitters and nervousness out there, but honestly, we've been so excited to play this game. I'm getting goosebumps now. It's just it's been so long coming that we're just so fired up.
We hear players all the time, Xander, say, we're nervous, but once we get that first hit in, everything changes. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. Because that first hit, you just have so much adrenaline going. Your emotions are everywhere. You're just nervous on which step to take. That first just hit kind of just – it feels that you just kind of are almost centered, and then you can just kind of go from there. Yeah. It's almost like a second win.
Gotcha.
Truly.
Hey, we've got a couple minutes left in this segment. Hey, thanks for stopping in.
You're
great to talk to. You're very articulate and lots of energy, I can tell. All right, I got to ask you, you're a basketball player and a football player. Yeah. Favorite NBA player? Anywhere, anytime.
Off the top of my head, my dad's favorite player is Larry Bird, so I have to go with Larry Bird. He actually played basketball at Xavier University in the 90s. So
your dad did?
Yeah, I'm a big basketball fan, actually.
Nice.
Until my sophomore year, I didn't know which sport I was even going to play. Wow. So, yeah.
You can't live off your dad's coattails. You got to have your own favorite player, all right?
I'm actually the first one that played college football with my family. So, yeah, it was definitely awesome to get out of his spotlight.
All right. Anybody else in the NBA that you I really like the way this guy plays?
One of my actually good friends is Jason Tatum, so I'll give a
shout out
to him. Yeah, we just
very nice.
My freshman year, we just got pretty close in a couple classes we had. So Jason Tatum's probably my favorite player.
All right, the NFL, and you can't say Christian McCaffrey either. You can't if you want.
He always has been Luke Kuechly, but honestly, I'll say Luke Kuechly. Yeah,
all right,
without doubt.
And all the linebackers that ever played, your favorite?
Luke Kuechly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he's
great.
The best of all time. You can't go wrong.
Very nice. All right, we're going to take a break here. I think it's time, isn't it? Yeah, we'll take a break. Xander, great to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Xander Gagnon, starting linebacker for the Bears. And talking about that game on Friday night, getting us all pumped up.
Definitely.
And thanks again for taking
Thank
time.
You.
Good to meet you.
Thank you.
All right. Fine young man right here. How about a little round of applause? Yeah, for the Bears linebacker. This is the Coach's Show. We're out here at the Goats in West Greeley, and we're going to take a break. We come back, we're expecting to talk to the man himself, Ed McCaffrey, back in a moment on KFKA. Welcome back, everybody, to the Goats here in Greeley. We're at the Coach's Show, and it's our first one of the season. We'll do this every Tuesday night here at the Goats, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, the Coach's Show with UNC. And we have the head football coach now of the Bears, Ed McCaffrey. You got a couple people clap when you walked in.
Yeah,
there we go.
We got a good crowd here, man, at the Goat. I like this place.
This is great, isn't it?
First time here. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. This place is cool.
Yeah, got a little turned around getting here, but now that I know where it is, I'm gonna be a regular customer.
I did the same thing. That's why I show up like a half hour early because I lose directions real easy. Hey, 3 nights away from getting it started.
Yeah.
Can you believe it's almost upon us?
Yeah, no, I can. We've been waiting for this moment for a long time, and now it's finally here. I know our players are really excited, our coaches, our fans, everybody's really geared up for the game.
Xander was just on a moment ago.
Isn't he great? Yeah,
he's a great guy.
Isn't he great?
Full of energy. I told him he could be in the broadcasting business if he wanted to, because he's really articulate. He said, we are so tired, Ed, of hitting each other. Ready to hit somebody else.
Yeah.
You can appreciate that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it's been the dog days of summer. It's in the 90s. The guys have been going against the same opponents, their teammate, usually their roommate or their friend, for a year now. And so, yeah, it'll be great to get out there and play football against another opponent and have a little team spirit, offense, defense, special teams, all on the same sideline having some fun.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking, you know, see, you got to play some games last year. You guys did not. So it's been, you know, a year and a half, 2 years since you played a football game or anybody has here. I would imagine the guys, the non-transfers, are just really itching to go to play football.
I think everybody's itching to go. Yeah. It's just been such a long time. And, you know, like everybody else, we endured a lot of shutdowns. Yeah. Starting up, shutting down, starting up, shutting down. It's like Pavlov's dog. You know, like, are we really going to play? But it looks like we're going to play.
Yeah. This game on Friday, and we talked about this Saturday, Ed, when you came out after practice, but what do you predict your nerve level is going to be? You're going to be nervous, excited, in between?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I mean, normally there's like a good energy, you know, those good butterflies that let you know you're dialed in and you're ready to go and you're ready to compete. And then you kind of get focused. You got to get focused and in the game. When you're a player, you take a hit or two and it knocks that rust off and you're ready to go. As a coach, it's not that much different. You get in there, you start calling some plays, getting a feel for the game, and you just kind of get in the zone.
Your guy, Xander, told us that he thought UNC was going to surprise a lot of people with their talent level. He really believes this is a great team.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the coach does, too.
Yeah, I think so. Xander's a great player, by the way. Great.
Is he?
We have great young men in our program, and I'm glad everyone got to hear from Xander.
Yeah.
It's been such a great addition. So much energy. I long for the years where I had the energy that he has running around. Great teammate, great player. And we got a lot of guys like that that really love football, and they just want to go out there and show what they can do. Sure, a lot of guys at our school have a chip on their shoulder, you know, so they go out and they play with that chip, and they use it to motivate them. And I'm certainly hoping a lot of them go out and prove to everybody what they can do.
You've been able to keep up. I always think that a head coach never has, at Division I level, never has enough hours in the day. Has that been a challenge for you just to kind of keep up with everything?
Yeah, it's a grind.
Yeah.
It really is. And I'm getting used to it. I have a great coaching staff that does a lot of work. Thank goodness. You know, at this level, you need to delegate, and you need a lot of people to have a little autonomy and to help put everything together, and thank goodness for the guys that we have in our room.
Yeah. How about players-wise? Everybody seemed to be on the same page. You don't have guys going different directions. You talked about that on Saturday, that you thought the group was really coming together and had some good leadership.
Yeah, I think we do. I think we've worked for a long time together now, and everything is earned, not given, and we hold each other accountable. I've always felt the best teams are player-led, and I think our players are holding each other accountable, and they're excited to get back on the field, but you know, it's the little things, being on time, coming out to practice wearing the right uniform, finishing on plays, and living up to our standards and expectations. And I feel like we got a lot of good leaders on our team that make sure the coaches aren't the ones that have to step up and remind players of our standard.
You've got some coaches, too, that they're making their college debut as coaches. I'm sure they're excited along with you.
Yeah, no, they really are. They really are. You know, some of them have coached or played in the NFL. Others have played in the NFL, maybe not coached, and than some have coached 20, 25 years. So yeah. It was an eclectic mix. Others have coached in college for many, many years and been coordinators or position coaches or head coaches for that matter. So it's always a different group. Every year you got a different coaching staff for the most part because guys get promoted or they go on to do other things. And you have different players. Yeah. And we have a different team than we did a year ago, but when we were getting ready to play last year. You know, guys graduate or move on and things happen. So every year is very precious, and you don't get it back. So I'm really excited about the players and the coaches on this team. This year it'll be our one and only chance to go out and prove to the world what we're capable of.
Let me ask you about a couple guys. First, Coach Darnell, your defensive coordinator. Talk about him and what he brings to your coaching staff.
Yeah, he's been coaching 20 or 25 years. He's coached along with a lot of coaches that I really respect and appreciate. A guy like Jimmy Spencer, who helps us out in the secondary, who was the last player coach, I believe, in the NFL for the Denver Broncos.
Who was that?
And they've worked well together for many, many years, and that defensive staff has a lot of experience coaching together, and that's why I think they do such a great job. You know, pin our ears back and have fun and play with confidence and play with speed and athleticism. And the players love him because of his personality, because of how much he loves the game, and because he lets them have fun playing football.
I talked to Max recently, and he said something to us along the lines, Ed, of, man, I'm just having a blast. I'm having a freaking blast doing this. I bet you're happy to see that.
Yeah, I think he's really found his passion. He loved playing the game, and he got to play for, I think it was in six different NFL locker rooms, and finished up in the XFL, gave me a call, said I'm ready to coach. He got a spot for me, but I never imagined how much energy and love he would have for coaching. He's probably the only coach left that can demonstrate routes or techniques full speed. The rest of us have to kind of jog through it. So he's like a player and a coach combined with the energy he brings to the practice. And I know that he can relate to the players. They love him. He brings a real high level of expertise with what he teaches.
Has he always been that way? Always been super energetic like that?
Yeah, he has. I mean, he's the oldest of four boys, and the other three are always running around. And so they've, I mean, played sports nonstop their whole lives and competed against each other in a good, healthy way. And I think he brings that. I think it helped having a lot of brothers, too, maybe even younger brothers as a coach now, understanding the mentality of the players on our team, what they like, what they don't like, what motivates them and inspires them and helps them become the best they can be.
We talk about roster all the time, Ed, and people say the offense, defense. How about your depth? How do you feel about your depth right now on this team?
Well, you know, we're limited to right around 100 players.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of teams that we play against have 150, 130. But our school has a rule that we're limited to 100. I think this year with COVID we have a couple of hangovers that are still allowed to play above 100. But it makes it really tough. It makes it really tough to compete with limited numbers because when guys go down, you don't have a lot of backups. I love the guys on our team. But we don't certainly don't have the depth that other teams have. But we have quality. We have quality. I think like with any team, when you sustain injuries, if you don't have depth, you're in trouble a little bit in terms of practicing. I mean, not even just playing the games, but having guys to practice against. So you cross your fingers. You hope you stay healthy. The guys that we have are excellent. We certainly don't have the depth that other teams that we go against have.
Quarterback spot. Dylan coming along like you hoped he would?
Yeah, he's doing great. I think he's really embraced it. He has some great friends and teammates, and he's been a leader for us and brought a high level of play at the quarterback position, which is obviously necessary if you want to have success as a football team.
We were talking the other day. We thought, and you can correct this and get your thought here, Ed, but your receiving core might be one of your strengths. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, we have a real talented group of guys. There's a couple of talented receivers here. When I got here, they've worked hard and are doing extremely well. Then a couple of players joined us through the portal and other schools, and they're all really competing and doing a fine job. You know, we haven't played a game yet. I'm hesitant to say anything, right? I mean, ask me after the game. But I'm really excited with all their hard work and just their patience with what we've had to endure the last year. Continuing to work hard when no one's watching and showing up ready to go.
Yeah. Xander was telling us, too, Ed, that I asked him, what's your defensive style? What's your personality? He said, we want to fly around the field. We want to be athletic, and we feel like we have great team speed on defense. What about offensively? Can you describe your offense at all?
Well, I think the same thing. We want to be organized, disciplined, and play full speed, snap the whistle, let the chips fall where they may. But we want to have fun playing football. I think that is what Xander's alluding to. You know, whatever we do, we're going to have fun doing it. So hopefully we play with confidence, with speed. Hopefully we play with toughness and play together. and live up to the expectations we have for ourselves.
Should we expect any fast-moving stuff, no-huddle type of offense at all?
Well, now you're entering in techniques, tactics, and procedures, Jerry. I don't know that I'll share that with you. You'll have to wait for the game as well.
Oh, darn it. All right, no secrets tonight. I've got to ask you about your family. Obviously, the football family is the McCaffreys and all that. Was there ever a doubt that anybody wasn't going to be playing football? I know your kids played other sports, but they all played football.
We never signed any of them up,
yeah,
really.
We waited
for them to ask us to play, yeah. And as a former player, I was in no rush to sign the kids up. If they wanted to play, great. If they didn't, great. You know, as a Denver Bronco, I didn't want them forced to play a sport in, you know, our backyard here if they didn't want to do it. But as fate would have it, they played soccer, and Lisa was their coach.
Really?
And she was so hard on them, they thought nothing can be harder than this, and they all signed up for football. Max was the – you know, they start at 6 here in Colorado.
Yeah.
But Max was the first at 9. He had had enough of Lisa's, you know, whatever the soccer equivalent of bull in the ring and line drill in Oklahoma, that's what she must have had him doing. And so they figured football can't be all that bad. So he, you know, his friends asked him to play, right? So he went to a trial. And then as soon as he played, Christian's like, I want to play if Max is playing. And then the other two kind of followed suit. But, no, to answer your question, I never imagined they would all four play football.
How about for you? What was it about football? Was it just that you were really good at the sport? Because you're a terrific athlete. You played basketball back in high school. But was there something about football that just kind of grabbed you?
Yeah, well, in the beginning, my parents dropped me off at a practice with my friend Howard, and I didn't know where I was going. I think it was babysitting. It was pretty much parents were using football as a form of babysitting. But my friends were going, and it was really hard. Coach Church used to have us running suicides and doing up-downs. And so in the beginning, it was because my friends were doing it. I just wanted to do something they were doing. And just wanted to have fun with my friends. But after a while, you get that feeling of fulfillment. Like, hey, this hard work is kind of cool. Working with others and being part of something bigger than yourself. And you don't think about it as a kid, but you just kind of feel it. Like, this is pretty special. And I had a little bit of talent, so I was good at it. And then as I learned how to work hard and practice the right way and train, you know, it led to me being able to play in high school and then college and then luckily in the NFL.
Was there a moment, Ed, where it just sort of clicked with you and like, you know what, I'm pretty good at this. I like this game. I might have a future. Is there ever that moment for you?
Yeah. No, I think I felt that way. I mean, since you're little, you dream of playing in the NFL, but you don't know. You're a kid.
Right.
You're like everyone. A lot of kids want to play in the NFL, but are you going to be big enough, strong enough, fast enough? Are you going to be grow enough to be able to play at that level? And then back when, you know, when we're kids, right, there's no cell phones or social media. I don't even know who exists on the planet that plays in California or Florida or Texas. And so even when I went to college, I was blessed to have a scholarship. But I didn't know who else was on my team or how good the other receivers were going to be that I would be competing against until I got there. But I did feel, you know, in college, compared to the other guys, I was starting to see that I had a chance to play at the next level, and fortunately that worked out.
Curiosity makes me ask this question. Stanford academics play a part in that? What made you go out there?
No, absolutely. They were the number one school in the country in U.S. News & World Report, and originally wanted to be a marine biologist, believe
it
or not.
Really?
Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a vet, but then I was allergic to some animals. I'm like, you know what? I'm not allergic to fish, right? So or sea urchins. Or otters, so, but it didn't work out because you have spring football, and they have a great, great institute out there in Monterey. But unfortunately, that didn't pan out.
So, really, you were thinking about doing that, and that was one of the reasons you went to Stanford.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, football didn't work out. I would have been Jacques Eduardo. I don't know. I would have spent a lot of time in the water.
Dang, that sounds good, though.
Yeah,
that's
well, I used to watch Jacques Cousteau when I was a kid. I'm like,
so
that's the coolest job ever. Isn't
so
it?
Did I. That's why I'm curious. Yeah. Maybe you can still do that someday. It's not too late,
is it?
It's
not too late. No. Another 20 years when I'm done coaching, that'll be my next tour.
Jacques Eduardo. Something like that.
Yeah,
something like that. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Ed McCaffrey, the head coach of the UNC Bears, on our coaches show tonight here at the GOAT in West Greeley. We'll take a break. Back with more of the coach after this on KFKA. Welcome back, everybody, to the GOAT here in Greeley for our coaches' show. First one of the year. Ed McCaffrey's with me this evening. The show is sponsored by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. His team specializes in auto, home and renter's insurance. Call him at 970-356-8700. Go Bears. He says go community as well. And rejoined now by the head coach, Ed McCaffrey. And I got to ask you for Friday night's game. Is it okay? And we talked about this a little bit on Saturday, but okay for you to play CU? I think you told us something like, we'll play anybody anytime.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We really cherish these games. We're so grateful that CU put us on their schedule. You know, our whole athletic department depends on the fee they give us to play them.
Yeah.
Men's and women's sports. I mean, we wouldn't be able to exist without them. So we're very thankful for the game for so many reasons, but also because the guys on our team want an opportunity to play Friday nights under the lights on television. I mean, that's what you grow up wanting to do. And so what a great opportunity for us.
Friday night's okay instead of a Saturday?
Yeah, heck, why not? I've been coached the last 2 years that I coached on Friday nights under the lights, so I'm kind of used to it. Players are used to it and awfully excited about it.
Hey, I want to ask you about recruiting. Has that been, Ed, more difficult, more of a challenge you thought it would be, or is it sort of what you thought it would be?
No, it was exactly opposite of what I thought it would
be.
We weren't allowed to visit homes or high schools. So, I heard about the recruiting trail. Now, we spend thousands of hours recruiting, but virtually, you know, on Zoom, on Microsoft Teams. Every single player that came into our program came in via the Internet. And most of them didn't even take an official visit to our school. So it's been exactly opposite of what I thought it would be. And even now, we're back to virtual meetings. We're not allowed to meet in big groups at our school. Wow. We're very serious over at UNC about safety and COVID protocols. So it's still a challenge even today. This week was really rough not having everyone in the same meeting room. But we're doing the best we can, and we've gotten used to it. And thank goodness the players that have signed with us and believed in our coaches. It's really about people at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And we've created great relationships with players throughout the recruiting process and with the players on our team.
You feel like, Ed, when you get to a time where you can recruit normally, you can go into players' homes and talk to parents and all that, that'll be something that you enjoy? Because some coaches say, it's just sort of part of what I do, and I don't really enjoy it. I want to do the games. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I got to sit in rooms with Lou Holtz and Bo Schembechler and Joe Paterno and right on down the line, and it was kind of cool. You loved your recruiting trips. You got five of them back in the day, fully paid, all the food and things you could ask for, and then the coaches came to your house and hung out with you, got to know people. It was a really cool experience for me and for my kids. And then the last year and a half, really, it's I feel bad for the seniors, honestly, that weren't able to go through that process and enjoy some of their senior year. Thank goodness they had a season. Most of them, even if they were in different times of the year, so they got to play those games, because what an unbelievable experience. Your senior year of football, most players don't go on to play after high school, and parents are tearing up, and it's a very emotional and precious time in their careers. But they missed out on a year of recruiting, and that was unfortunate. But hopefully everyone's happy where they are and working hard to get better.
All right, I want to go back to high school just for a moment again. You go to Stanford. Any place else that you really thought seriously about going?
Yeah, I think my visits were Stanford and Notre Dame and Penn State and Purdue. And
just all the small schools.
Yeah, couple of good choices. But, I went to a Catholic high school in Allentown, Pennsylvania, so everybody was Penn State, Notre Dame. And I think my parents were very disappointed I didn't go to Notre Dame.
Really?
But I fell in love with Jack Elway, who was my head coach, and Tom Beckett, who went on to be an athletic director at Yale for a long time. He lived in a hotel, I think, on the East Coast, recruiting everybody out of the East Penn League. And I don't regret my decision. I have so many wonderful lifelong friends from my experience in college and had a fun career. We didn't win a national championship, but we had a lot of fun and had a lot of great memories.
And the education. How do you beat Stanford, right?
Yeah, brought me right here to UNC as a football coach.
There you go.
But I tell you what, I've been around brilliant people. And learn so much from them about, honestly, how to prepare, how to study, how to be a professional. And played with John Lynch, who just got in the Football Hall of Fame, and was roommates with another John Lynch who went on to found a $1 billion company. So two John Lynches, and still keep in touch with a lot of my roommates and friends and people from my freshman dorm, and just had such an incredible time and enjoyed watching them all go on to have some incredible success doing the things they love. Football's my thing. They're into... in fact, one of my buddies was on air talking about COVID in the early stages, about creating vaccines and how fended off, et cetera. And I'm thinking, wow, they're out there making the world a better place in their own way. Not quite football, but still.
That would have been out of my league.
Yeah. I was out of my league, too.
You're looking for a COVID? No, forget it. All right.
Again, marine biology was going to be my thing.
Oh, that's right, marine biology. Yeah. All right. Hey, I got to ask you about broadcasting. You did the Broncos for a while, and I thought you were terrific. I mean, awesome color, and I'm not saying that because you're sitting here. I thought you did a tremendous job. Dave Logan told me the same thing, the best he's ever had. You miss that at all?
Yeah, I miss working with Dave and the whole crew. We had a great group together calling the Broncos games. Got to call two Super Bowls, won one of them, and had a lot of fun. I mean, Dave's such a true pro. You know, he could do color commentary and play-by-play at the same time. And I learned a lot from him about real. I mean, he takes it seriously. He makes it seem so easy and so effortless, but, man, does he pour a lot of time and effort into it. And he also was able to accomplish something else, coach high school football, something that he loves to do and I love to do. So we had a lot in common, and we had a lot to talk about off the set and off air. But I think we both love football, and it was easy for us to just sit back, watch, and talk about the game.
What was the biggest challenge for you doing the Broncos, doing that color?
Not to step on Dave's toes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, yeah, because he's so good. But radio, as you know, it's a little longer than television. Yeah. You got to paint the picture. And there's like a 6 to 8 minute window, a 6 to 8 second window for me to say something. And so most of the time you have it, you don't get to it. You have it, you don't get to it. You have it, and then eventually you got your window, and then you better make it count. But I would come over prepared in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, really, I really did. I did all this research and had all these stats and was ready to go on all this analysis. And like, you know what, you got like 8 seconds. So whatever analysis you can fit in 8 seconds. You know, pregame, halftime, postgame, sure, asking questions and having a little insight. But during the game, really, you just got to let it flow and have fun with it. And if I have something valuable to say, I'll say it. And if I don't, I won't. There's no, silence is okay at times as well.
I've had coaches that I've worked with that have done color with me on football, Ed, and a couple of them said the same thing. They said, once I got away from the field and got in that booth and watched the game, I learned a few things. I saw it from a different perspective. Did that happen to you at all?
Yeah, you certainly have to be able to see the whole field, and you also have to, you know, as a color commentator, obviously the play-by-play is going to tell you what just happened, so you don't have to repeat what just happened. You're looking for other things that are going on. You kind of get a feel for, in my case, Dave, what he looks at, what he's probably going to say after he's done the play-by-play, and then you play off of that, right? And you really have to listen. It's one of the greatest skills. Listen to what the play-by-play is saying and react to it. Don't come in with all these preconceived thoughts. Just enjoy the game, watch it, and when it's your turn to add some value to the broadcast, try to do it.
Hey, a game comes up on Friday, so 3 nights away, Ed. Family and friends that are going to show up there that you've heard from?
Oh, yeah, we have a whole crew. Whole crew coming up to
the
game. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, hopefully give them a reason to celebrate.
Xander was on before, and he said, hey, I'm not sure what's going to happen in the game, but we're going to play hard. We're going to go out, and we're going to hit people, and we're going to run around the field. Is that kind of what you're looking for as a head coach?
Heck, yeah. Look, I believe if you play to win every day, the scoreboard takes care of itself. You know, I've played on Super Bowl championship teams. I've coached undefeated teams. I've also played for an 0-11 team in high school. Still love football. Didn't quit because we finished 0-11. We rebounded. We're 2-9 my senior year, right? But I love the game, love my teammates, and if you can look each other in the eye after that game, and you know you gave each other everything you had, right, that's what life is all about.
Sure.
Working with others, be part of something bigger than yourself, that shared sacrifice and that respect, really, you have for your teammates and for your coaches. And I think we're going to have that after this game. And I tell you what, I make a prediction. Xander is going to make some plays.
Really?
He is.
You're excited about him, aren't you?
He's a heck of a player. He's just a great personality, great player.
Yeah. Hey, awesome stuff, man. You got me excited. I can't wait till Friday night.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, and we'll see you on Friday.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Ed McCaffrey, head coach of the UNC Bears. We'll take a break. This is the Coaches Show. We're out here at the Goat in Greeley. Back in just a moment on KFKA. UNC Coaches Show. We'll do this every Tuesday night. The GOAT is out here West Greeley. We're just off of 47th Avenue, and Highway 34 is just off to our south a little bit, right behind the Lowe's. and Center Point is the area here. It's a great sports bar. It's called The Goat. Opened a few months ago. Got a good crowd here tonight. Just had the head coach of the Bears, Ed McCaffrey, join us and had some great stuff there. And now joined by Senior Associate Athletic Director David Cebulcik. And Cebulcik. And David, I got to ask you first of all, you played football, college football, at one of the great college names ever, man. Slippery Rock University.
The Rock.
How about that?
The Rock. The Rock. Absolutely.
For several years when I was doing the Rockies, when we'd play the team that Matt Adams was playing for, we'd always talk about Slippery Rock and what a great name that was.
Yep, it's a very fun place. You know, I grew up in western Pennsylvania, born and raised in Pittsburgh, and it's only about 45 minutes north of Pittsburgh. And so I went elsewhere kind of out of high school and then had some knee injuries and stuff. And when I transferred back, that just gave me the best opportunity, I thought, to play and kind of concentrate on getting an education. So it was definitely a quirky little funny name, but a fun place to have played. And, you know, we had a lot of success and a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, Matt Adams says the same thing. He said it's a great school. It's really a lot of fun, great sports programs.
It's a really small town. If you can, nowadays, I think it's actually got three lights. When I was there, it had one regular stoplight and two blinkers. It was a dry town, so of course, as you know, college student, we never drank. But now it's kind of changed and it's grown a little bit. But you know, Slippery Rock as a university is probably about the same size as UNC. It's about 10,000-12,000 students. Yeah. The town, if you took that school away, would probably be about 2,500.
Really?
Yeah, it's a super small town without the university. Wow. But a cool place to go to college.
David, you got football coming up Friday. Oh, man, finally, man. Right? Finally, you guys have been waiting forever for this thing. You got to be so jacked up.
Yeah, I got to steal Darren Dunn, our director of athletics, joke a little bit. He said, you know what? Of course, we all anticipated Eddie Mack to be undefeated here 20 months later. But, you know, we're heading into his first official game. But we're excited. You know, we got a lot of things going on in athletics with everything starting back up, and we're just trying to make it, you know, I use the word normal, as possible for our student athletes, make sure they have the opportunity to compete. But it is really exciting with Coach Mack on board, you know, heading down to Boulder for the first game this week.
Let's go back, rewind a little bit to when Ed was hired, David, and I know the story, and had a friend of mine, actually a relative of mine, call and say, hey, you won't believe who's interviewing for this job. It's Ed McCaffrey. And I said, how is he? Said, man, he's incredibly impressive, so articulate. We can't deny what he brings to the table. Is that pretty accurate? Were you guys thinking the same thing back then?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we got the hint that he was interested, you know, obviously we had a great pool of candidates, and we interviewed a few other candidates, and it was kind of a late addition. And we talked to Coach McCaffrey. And it was clear for where our program is and kind of where UNC's been as a football program that was the best move for us to make a, you know, you want to say we weren't looking to win a press conference. But I've had several conversations to my counterparts, you know, up to the northwest of us. We weren't trying to steal their thunder because we announced on the same day that CSU did, obviously. But we definitely won the press conference, and, you know, every day since then, we've just been pleased with Coach McCaffrey and what he brings to the table from a recruiting standpoint. Maybe not so much sometimes with the kids. They're not really sure. But then when you say that's Christian's dad, they're like, oh, wow, yeah, I know who that is. But just in the area and the excitement, you know, we couldn't have won over more fans with anybody else than who we have right now. We're really excited moving into this season.
Ed says, and Xander was here earlier, one of your players, saying the same thing, just a wonderful group of kids. They just seem like they've really come together. Are you kind of sensing that in the office?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of excitement on the field. They practice hard. You know, there's a lot of energy and excitement out on the practice field. So, you know, leading into this first game, it's just – it's really interesting, and we'll see Friday night. You never know until the lights come on and how they play when there's another team across from them, but we're excited about it.
You've stopped a number of places in your career at the college level, and you end up at UNC, and you've been here a while now. Like it here compared to some other places?
We love Greeley. I mean, kind of where I am, time of my life, I've got two young kids, and Greeley is just, in Northern Colorado, is a fantastic family town. There's so much to do with, I've got a 7-year-old and 5-year-old. And the options that we have just from, you know, not just UNC athletics, but everything here in town and Northern Colorado. It's really great for us, but having the university and the community, yeah.
Hey, thanks for taking some time, Dave. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we'll see you on Friday night.
All right, thanks.
Okay, this has been the Coach's Show out here at the GOAT. Hey, thanks for tuning in, folks. Again, we'll do this every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, the Coach's Show here on KFKA. And that will be a wrap for tonight. We'll talk to you next week right here on KFKA.